The whole drama of life is written in the sands of time.
We present a new series of radio programs, The Clock.
A year in one man's life may be half an hour in another's. For each man sets his destiny by a different clock. And on the walls that mark the limits of our existence, no two clocks are alike.
Hiya, Sam.
Hello, Mike.
How's it going?
Pretty good. Ain't seen you around lately.
I've been busy.
What have you been doing? Paying a call to every bar in town?
They're all dumps, Sam.
All dumps.
Now, this joint's the only place I like, and you're the only barkeep I can talk to.
I bet you say that to all the girls.
Come on, Sam, set him up. Ryan, the beer chaser.
Ain't you had enough? You're falling on your face right now.
Sam, don't talk like a slob. Set him up, for old time's sake.
All right, all right. Stop breaking my heart. I'll pour, Mike.
Now, Sam, you're right. I'm no good. I'm no good for anybody. Get kicked off the police force. Can't hold a job. I'm no good, Sam.
Please don't cry on the pretzels.
What I always needed was a woman. A good woman. A decent girl to straighten me out. I got no ambition, Sam. No ambition at all.
You got a hollow life. That's your trouble. There ain't enough booze in the world to satisfy you.
Damn, that's what I needed all my life. Someone I could trust. Someone like that woman over there. Who's she, Sam?
Who?
That blonde in the corner. The one with the fancy hat. Yes, Sam. She's terrific.
I don't know who she is. She walked in here half an hour ago. She hasn't moved from that booth since. Green dement she's drinking. Can you imagine that? Green dement, and it's got to be green.
That's a sign of class, man. That girl is up a crust.
Ah, baloney.
What do you mean, baloney? Trouble with you is you don't know a tramp from a princess. I tell you, she's terrific.
How do you know?
She's too good for either of us. I can see it just by looking at her. The way she dresses. The way she holds her hand. Look at that chin, that profile. You gotta have royal blood to be born with a face like that.
Go on.
Listen, Sam, I'll make you a bet. $5 says she's a lady and you're a dope.
All right, you're on.
Check.
Now, how are you gonna prove it?
I'll talk to her, that's why. I'll bring her right up here to your crummy bar and you can meet her. Only mind your manners. Remember, you're talking to a lady. Hey, where is she? Where'd she go?
I'll make a phone call, maybe.
Well, I'll talk to her, see? I'll prove to you that she's a lady.
I'll be the party. I wish you'd be good enough to change a dime for me. I have an important call to make. And
I got two nickels right here. Hey.
Yeah.
You been crying?
I'm quite all right, really. There's nothing wrong.
Take it easy. Here, let me help you over to the booth.
I feel so silly behaving this way. I'm terribly embarrassed.
Yeah. Sit down. Take it easy. What you need is a drink. What do you have?
No, really, I don't care.
Sam.
Yeah?
One rye, one cream de mint. Green.
Again?
Just take it easy, lady. You'll be all right in a couple of minutes.
Must be from lack of sleep. I've been wandering around by myself all night. It's all been like a very bad dream.
Why don't you go home?
Home? I don't think I have a home.
You mean you got no place to live?
Well, yes, I have. I have a very nice place on the... I don't think I ever want to go back to it.
Lady,
oh, my name is Francesca.
Okay. Mine is Mike. Francesca, this is none of my business, but just a few minutes ago, I was watching you, and Wondering what a swell number like you is doing in a place like this. You just don't look like the type.
Does it matter where you end up when your life's finished?
You're married, aren't you? The ring on your finger.
Married. Yes. I'm going to take it off and get rid of it.
So that's the angle.
What?
You had a fight with the hubby?
No, it wasn't a fight. It was just a repetition of what's been going on for a month.
You want to talk about it? I'm a good listener.
There's nothing much to say. It's all familiar and sordid. See, my husband's found another woman. Oh, it isn't the first time it's happened before. He sees them for a while, and he finds someone else.
And he knows you know.
Yes, but he doesn't care. You see, that's the way he is.
Why don't you give him a hunk of your mind?
I have, but he always has an answer. You see, his answer is his fist.
You mean he slugs you?
Look, the mark on my arm was quite like... decided to leave for good.
Why, the lousy rat. I could... Excuse me. I mean, when I get sore, my language...
I think I'd better go outboard, you know.
But he's just bringing our drink.
No, please, I prefer to go.
Well, where you going now?
Home.
You mean you're going back to him?
Where else can I go?
Why don't you divorce that jerk?
I'm afraid to. See, that's my trouble. I'm a coward. I've been spoiled. I'm used to money, security. I've never worked in my life, but now I know how helpless I am.
But if you get a divorce, if you can prove the guy is running around with other women, he'll have to pay you alimony. He'll have to give you a settlement.
But how can I prove
it? Easy. I used to run up against cases like that when I was on the force. You hire a private eye to tail him, and he gets caught with one of his tomatoes.
You mean spoiled?
You don't have to do it. I'll do it for you. I got experience. You just leave everything to me.
Oh, I'm sorry I couldn't do that. It's revolting. Thank you for your interest anyway. You've been very kind.
Francesca, wait. What a woman. And I never even got her a dress.
Find a light. All right, shut up. Well,
Mike?
Yeah?
This is Sam, the barkeeper. Did I wake you up?
No, I never sleep. I ain't human. I'm a bat. I just dote on getting phone calls every night at 3.
I'm sorry, Mike, but he said it was important.
Who said?
That classy-looking dame you had a drink with early this evening. She told me just as I was closing the bar she didn't know where you live, so she asked me to get in touch with you.
Yeah? Why?
She wouldn't say, but she seemed to be crying. She gave me this address. She said you could come right over.
Now?
Well, that's what she said, Mike. The address is on Park Avenue.
All right, give me the number. I'm practically on my way. Crying again.
I shouldn't have gotten in touch with you, Mike. I don't know what's come over me, but I'm frightened. I've never been so frightened in my life. Last night when I left home, my husband had me followed. The man who followed me, a private detective, saw me drinking in the bar with you.
When'd you find this out?
Well, I came home several hours ago. My husband's packed up and left the house. He has enough evidence to get a divorce and cut me off without a cent.
What a weasel. He ain't as smart as he thinks he is. Just having a drink with a man ain't grounds for divorce.
He says he can prove it's more than just a drink. Well, you don't know what he's like. He has money, attorneys, private detectives who perjure themselves for it. Oh, Mike, I'm so scared. Please tell me what to do. Please tell me.
Take it easy. I'm easy. You'll be all right. I never dreamed I'd have my arms around a woman like you. Don't go away. Stay here. Cry it out on my shoulder. Yeah, it's no good. And I got no right to hold you in my arms this way, no right at all.
Oh. How long have we known each other, Mike?
Oh, only a couple of hours.
Couple of hours. I feel I've known you for years. I know what you're really like.
Why don't you throw me out?
Oh, no, no, you're wrong about yourself. You're good and kind and wonderful. Because you've been so... John!
Well, this is rather interesting.
John, please.
Who is this man, Francesca?
Relax, honey. Let me do the talking.
Yes, I'd like to hear just what you have to say.
This guy's your husband?
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure before I throw him out on his ear.
You're not very particular about your choice of lovers, are you, Francesca?
He's not.
Apparently any gutter snipe will do.
Which teeth don't you like, mister? I'm an expert at knocking them out.
This is what I get for all I've done. Coming back to my own home to find my wife in the arms of a filthy foul.
Why, God! Gun on him. Where'd you get that rod?
It was in the drawer. I didn't mean to shoot it. I saw him reach into his pocket. It was just that I wanted to stop him from hurting you. I didn't mean to shoot. That's why I didn't.
All right, take it easy. For Pete's sake, be quiet.
Is but a symbol used to designate the passage of an hour. By twisting a screw with your fingers, you may change its face. But there is no force on earth that can turn back the hands of time.
I didn't mean to do it. I didn't.
Oh, it's crazy. The whole thing's
crazy. What'll I do? For heaven's sake, tell me what'll I do.
Stop crying, Francesca.
I'll think
of a way to get us out of this. Now, just stop crying.
Oh, Mike, you give me such strength. Darling, hold me close. Hold me close.
Hey, wait a minute. This ain't getting us anywhere. We got a stiff on the floor and we got to get rid of him.
How?
First, let's get everything straight. I don't want any slip-ups. Do you think anyone saw him come back into the building?
Yes, it's all right. I got it anyway. The elevator's so sir.
That's a break for us. What I need now is a car.
Wait a minute. Let me look out the window. Yes, John's car is parked in front of the house.
The gray sedan?
Yes, that's...
Has it got a big boot?
A very big one.
Where's the keys?
John,
get him out of his pocket.
No, I couldn't touch him.
All right. I'll do it. Here they are.
What are you going to do?
Put him in the car and drive him out of town.
What do you do with his body?
Leave it somewhere along the road. Where's the gun you used?
Here.
I'll hang on to it. I'll leave the car when I dump him. It might look like he was held up on the highway and bumped off.
How far out were you driving?
About 20 miles. I'll go straight up the parkway. It's bound to be empty at this hour.
And they got me money to get back.
Hey, I'm glad you thought of that. I'm broke. I left my flat so fast I forgot to take my wallet. Give me some cash.
I can't. I haven't got a cent.
No.
Wait a minute. John carries a lot of money. There's a wallet in his coat.
Okay, I'll take a loan. Now, look.
Yeah.
If anyone asks, you haven't seen your husband since yesterday. You don't have to answer too many questions when you hear he's dead. You can pull a feint or something like that and they'll leave you alone for a while.
Well, what about you?
You don't know me. You never heard of me. Oh, wait, I forgot. There's Sam.
Who's that?
The barkeep. He knows I came here tonight. He knows we're friends.
What do we do about him?
I'll think of something in the next few hours. I'll handle Sam one way or the other.
Mike, I'm so frightened.
Oh, come on, baby. You can do better than that. We're in this together, and we'll pull out of it together. Just leave it to me. Go on out and make sure the hall's clear. I'm going to carry him down.
Mike.
Yeah?
Kiss me before you go.
You are, honey. It's a pleasure. Some haven. Some haven. As good a place as any. That's all I needed. A cop.
Pull over!
All right, what's the rush, mister?
Was I, speeding, officer?
Nah, you weren't speeding.
And what'd I do?
Maybe you passed a stop sign.
Guess I didn't see it.
Get out of that car.
What for?
Get out, mister. Turn around. Mm-hmm. What's this?
What's it look like?
Got a license to carry this gun?
Maybe.
A pig's eye. Give me the key to the boot.
The boot?
Give me the key.
Here.
Go on around to the back. All right, now take the key and open it up.
Oh, give me a break, will you?
Open up. Okay. Close it. When did you knock him off?
I didn't.
Shut up, you punks are all alike. You didn't know he was in there, did you? He crawled in all by himself, put a slug in his own head.
I ain't doing any talking. Take me in and get it over with.
Okay, mister. Let's get going. Just keep driving straight down the highway. We turn left when you see a bridge. You're not doing much talking, I notice.
I'm thinking.
Well, don't strain yourself.
I'm thinking, how come you picked me up, copper? I never passed no stop sign. They don't have stop signs on a parkway like this, and I wasn't speeding.
Keep driving.
And right away you knew I was hauling a stiff. And that don't make sense either. You ain't got x-ray eyes, and you're no mind reader.
We're coming to the bridge. Turn and cross over.
There's only one way you could have done what you did, copper. There's only one way you could have nabbed we without making no mistakes, and that leaves me with a little unfinished business on
now
my
hands.
Watch
this bridge. It's narrow.
I know it's narrow. It's too narrow for me.
Look out, you fool. You're going over.
Francesca, taking it easy, listening to a disc jockey. Turn off that radio.
Mike, what's
turn it off.
Oh, you look awful.
I didn't figure on a swim when I went out for a joyride. I got picked up by a cop.
No.
Yeah.
You got away?
I drove the car off a bridge. We both got out and swam to shore. Only I got there first. I held him under for a while until he reached the bank. And I took back my rod and let him slide back in.
Oh, no, no, they'll find him. They'll find the car.
Sure they will, and they'll find me, too. But they won't find you, baby.
What do you mean?
You tipped them off, Francesca.
I didn't.
You tipped them off. It's the only way he could have nabbed me so fast.
Oh, you don't know what you're saying.
You played me for a sucker right from the start. You wanted to knock your husband off and get his dough, so you run me in on it and made me the patsy.
Darling, don't say things like
you
that.
You had it all figured out, baby. You fixed it so your husband would find us together. Then you accidentally blew his brains out with this rod.
Come here, Mike.
Nice going, Francesca. I gotta hand it to you. It was slick.
Kiss me, darling. Kiss me and forget take all this.
Get your rotten hands off me. Sick to my stomach to even look at you. My high-class dame. My blue-blooded angel. The woman whose shoes I wasn't fit to wipe. My beautiful, sweet, target, rotten heart.
No, not the gun.
I'm going to give it to you, baby.
It hurts the most.
Oh, she's got me all wrong. I swear I'm innocent.
Turn
I'm innocent.
Turn on that radio.
No, please.
Turn it on. I'm going to use it for a theme song to cover the noise.
Don't kill me. Don't kill me. Please don't kill me. I love you, Mike. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Never mind the radio. It don't matter much who he is.
No, Mike, no.
What's the matter with this drop? Why don't it...
Drop it. I said drop.
What is this? An arsenal? You got a gun in every drawer?
Maybe this one works.
Looks like you're riding high again, baby.
Yes. Doesn't it?
Okay. It's your deal. But at least you might admit it. You crossed me, didn't you? Admit it.
You came in very handy. I appreciate your help.
Don't mention it.
Would you like some music, Mike?
Not especially.
I would. Turn on the radio.
Would you like to dance?
Oh, no, no. Some other time.
Sure. Some other time.
Thanks for everything, Mike.
Yeah.
Thanks. Low.
For the love of Harry, you're passing out on me. You tanked up, you jerk.
Oh, Sam. Where are you?
You've been leaning over the bar like a hunk of cheese. You ain't getting no more drinks, Mike. You're nearly blotto.
Yeah, maybe I had too much, Sam. I've been seeing things.
What kind of things? Pink alligators?
Oh, worse than that.
Hey, she's coming back.
Who?
That dame who was sitting all alone. Look, she's going back to her table. All right, smart guy. Let's see you collect that bet.
Bet?
You bet me five she was a lady. I say no lady would come into a joint like this alone. Go on, bring her over. When she talks to the side of a joint, you can hand me a five.
No, I ain't bringing her over here.
Reneging?
Let her stay where she is. I'm going home to get some sleep, and then I'm going back to work. Here, Sam.
Huh?
Here's your five. You're right, Sam. I just got a hunch she's nothing but a tramp.
Yes, time is all things to all men. And a year in one man's life may be half an hour in another's. So you might do well to heed this advice, written by a stonemason in the reign of King James I of England. In time, take time while time doth last. For time is no time when time has passed.
The Clock will be heard next week, same time. Lawrence Klee writes and Hart McGuire narrates. You heard Tom Hughes as Mike and Georgie Sterling as Francesca, together with Brian James as Sam and Leon Pierce as John. The Clock, directed by John Saul, is a Grace Gibson Radio production.